Hey all, excuse my rather thuggish appearance today. I was out working in the garden, popped into the office. I want to release the latest interview from Keto Live 2022, and it's with Bess Zupek-Kenia, who's the primary advisor to the Charlie Foundation, who are doing incredible work on keto to help with epilepsy and myriad other conditions. But just before we go and chat to Bess on my balcony, I just want to show you the latest study. I'm showing it on the screen now. Incredible results from a small study from Georgia Ead and Dr. Eric Westman and others. And it's treating with the keto diet. And in fairness, they've added in supplements, etc., which I'd agree with entirely. And there was some interaction with psychiatrists, which I wouldn't expect to do much. But for bipolar disorder, major depression, schizophrenia, really serious diseases, we have symptoms improved in 100% of patients, 43% achieve clinical remission, 96% lost weight, not too surprising for a keto diet, and 64% of patients were discharged on less medication, which is extraordinary, right? That just doesn't happen generally these days. So results that would make a drug that could do this become an absolute and utter blockbuster. But I'm guessing we won't get too much media attention for this because keto diet is not patented and it doesn't make profit. But anyway, with that, this video is from Keto Live 2022 with Bess and the Charlie Foundation. And don't forget, Keto Live have online training. I'm showing on the screen at the moment up to 86 CME credits for you medical doctors, professionals, practitioners. And you just watch these amazing talks at your own pace. And the credits are good, I think, for the next couple of years if you do this online. And the link is provided. And an incredible way to get CME credits and see the power of the keto diet across many, many different disease states. So here we go. Hey guys, we're here at Keto Live 2022, and I've just met with Bess Zupek-Kenia. Now, did I get that right?
You got it right.
Excellent. Great to meet you. And you're somewhat of a huge tradition in ketogenic diets, development of same, and proselytizing and getting it out to medical people to help people with the Charlie Foundation. So it's an astonishing story, but maybe you could kind of just summarize the past several decades of the Charlie Foundation and your involvement, and kind of your journey.
So the Charlie Foundation was started in 1994 when Charlie recovered from a catastrophic epilepsy. So he had tried all of the available anti-seizure medications that were around in those years. And the family was trying to accept that he was going to be disabled the rest of his life and probably have seizures the rest of his life. And Jim Abrams, his father, who happened to be a Hollywood movie writer and producer, went to the UCLA Medical Library and wanted to educate himself on dealing with a handicapped child and came across a chapter in a book about the ketogenic diet. And he took it to Charlie's doctor and said, "What about this?" And the doctor said, "Well, we don't do that here. You know, I don't really know if it works." And Jim said, "Where do they do it?" Johns Hopkins. So Jim was on an airplane with his wife and Charlie soon after that, and they got to Hopkins. And he was started on the ketogenic diet, and within 2 weeks, his seizures stopped completely. And so they felt they needed to tell their story to advocate this to other families because they went through a year of hell with hundreds of seizures a day, you know, delayed development. The whole family was impacted by this, their other two children. And so they went on Dateline and told the story. And then they got inundated with letters from other families who wanted to know more, where they could go. Their son also has seizures, or their loved one. And one of those letters had a very compelling story about a family. It's a sort of similar story to Charlie, but the family lost their farm because of all the medical bills. And they eventually found the ketogenic diet, which also completely stopped their child's seizures. So Jim went on to write, direct, and produce a movie called First Do No Harm, starring Meryl Streep. And you can get that movie from a library and other resources. But it's a really good drama about based on this true story. And this is how a lot of people find out about keto for epilepsy. So I came in about 2005. Coincidentally, Jim is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is where I was working at the time at a children's hospital. And so we bonded over Milwaukee, but then I convinced him to hire me as a consultant because I knew, and I was doing keto at the hospital for epilepsy. That's where our link was. And I knew I could help expand the healthcare advocacy portion and get out and educate. So I left the hospital started consulting for him, starting up my own practice where I work with people of all conditions. Jim and I worked with the health professionals around the world to get a guideline for administering keto for pediatric epilepsy. And we published that in 2008, and then 10 years later, we published similar paper for adults. So, and then, of course, we changed the name of the Charlie Foundation to the Charlie Foundation to help for ketogenic therapies for all conditions, not just epilepsy.
And that makes absolute sense because it seems almost too good to be true that ketogenic metabolic therapy can almost treat all modern chronic diseases of modernity kind of thing. But the reality is, there was a paper many years ago on the common soil hypothesis, and it went through in great detail how modern chronic disease, you know, doesn't have loads of different causes per se. It can all spring from a common soil of metabolic dysfunction, which has got many drivers, but it's one fundamental root cause really in many cases. So I love that. And you, though, over these decades, you know, you've advanced the diet also and moved it forward in its compilation and everything. Maybe a little on that.
I hope I have. The classic ketogenic diet is often referred to as the most restrictive ketogenic diet. Food is weighed in grams, it's calorie controlled, and this is what was done in 1921 when the ketogenic diet was described in the medical literature. This very controlled diet used on children as well as adults. And then over the years, people have kind of relaxed the restrictions and said, you know, we can use modified Atkins, we can just use low glycemic index. So we actually have these hybrid diets that are ketogenic, but I have always told people we cannot forget about the classic ketogenic diet because some people need that restrictiveness, at least initially, and then we can loosen up and use the hybrid diets. So I educate people on the whole spectrum of ketogenic metabolic therapy, but I want nutritionists to know how to calculate keto, and so I designed an online program. The Charlie Foundation makes it available free to professionals, and then professionals can give access to all of their patients or clients, and it's called Keto Diet Calculator.
Perfect, and that's the tool that people need because it can be very confusing, any and all of these dietary kind of interventions. And keto is essentially a quasi-medical intervention more than a diet because of its power. And that actually brings us on to Keto Live 2022 and Josephine Berberino, who thankfully tracked you down for me and got you up here before the hotel took the room back. And you're going to kind of synergistically work together because that material you have that's so valuable, you're getting it out there hugely, which is fantastic. But I think Josephine and the Keto Live crew can get it translated into many more European languages. So maybe a little chat on that collaboration.
Yeah, so this collaboration will just open up the use of this therapy to other languages. So we've translated into French, German, and Spanish. And this year we'll work on other languages as well. But the education tools are necessary to get to not only the health professional, but the end user, which are our patients and our clients. So and there is a method for using keto safely. So that's the main message, is that we want to use it safely. We don't want to be hounded by the naysayers that it causes this problem or that problem, because actually it's very safe if you know what to prevent and how to apply it safely.
Yeah, and this, I suppose the classic or almost cliched keto flu is an almost trivial thing, but it's an example. And I think, you know, maybe you need more salts and magnesium and potassium, and there's things you have to take care of because you're switching your diet from a modern Western diet to a kind of, I'd say, perfect evolutionary paleoanthropological diet, and that's all good. But that came with its own environment that you need to recreate a little. Is that probably fair to say?
Very fair to say. And I think what people don't realize is that they're going on keto because they're sick. So that alone is a horrible side effect of the diet that they're on. And we're transitioning them to, you know, a very paleolithic metabolism. And that is a huge transition for our metabolism to go through. So of course you're going to realize some effects, and you have to take some precautions. One of them is just making sure you're drinking sufficient fluid.
Yeah, for sure. And there's another one that springs to mind as well. Actually, the very simplistic one is that, you know, if you're on blood pressure medications because you are sick and now you're going to a diet that will help with lower hypertension, well, you may end up, if you keep the meds and you do the diet hardcore, you could actually go very low. So it's just a simple example of it needs to be done in conjunction with your medications, and, you know, it needs to be professionally monitored, or the patient needs to be properly educated.
Yes, and to that point, you may be avoiding salt because you're on a high blood pressure medication. You've been told, stay away from salt, don't eat, you know, too much bacon and avoid sausage. Well, on keto, you're going to need salt. Salt is fine because we have been eating salted foods for years, and it's really, salt is made up of minerals, and these are essential minerals, and you need more of them on keto.
And you know, it was great. This week has been so incredible with all the doctors, professors, oncologists, I mean, full medical people who use drugs, who use all the medical tools. It's not like keto's replacing them, it's complementary. But Dr. David Unwin went through that exact point. And the point is, and he's published papers on this, insulin resistance and hyperinsulin causes salt retention in the kidney, causes water retention, causes higher blood pressure. But if you fix all that problem, now you go from salt potentially being a slight challenge to actually needing more salt in this new environment. So the environment changes, and then all these other supposed dogmas change with it. And that's, again, it's back to you need to be educated.
You need to be educated, right.
Excellent.
No, I was just going to say, in one of our education pieces is a very simple two-sided piece of paper called Preventing Keto Flu. And it's about drinking fluids, salting your foods, making sure you get some fresh air and exercise while you're going through this transition, and more.
And more. Well, there's always more because it is science, and there's always many facets and aspects. But I think you guys cover them all. I'm delighted to hear about your collaboration with Keto Alive because I think this is a fantastic kind of endeavor. And I'm really excited about it, and I think it can really grow. So delighted to meet you, Bess. Fantastic work.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all, I hope you enjoyed that brief interview. And as I said, the links are down below, but also you can see in the screen here, the homepage, to get 86 CME credits. Some are English and some are in German, in fairness, but their products are available now. You can do it at your own pace anytime up to, I think, 2024. And all of the validation and credentials are all signed off for these European and US CME credits. So watch out for future broadcasts where I go into detail on Keto Live 2022, which will also have all of its material available with a new raft of CME credits and fantastic talks throughout. So till next time, guys, thank you.